Moshe's Rebbe and our Chasheva guest. I wanted to talk about three words in the parasha. Three words in the parasha that contains within them these three words, tamtzis of our avayda, asar b'tayves. And I just heard the end, and I understand what you're talking about, what you're learning before. The three words in the parasha that I want to talk about are the Yeshuascha Kivisi Hashem. The Yeshuascha Kivisi Hashem, where Yaakov Avinu, as you know, Yaakov Avinu for a moment was able to see, and then that vision was taken from him. Rashi says what he saw, and then it was taken from him. And then what Yaakov Avinu said opened up a way of Avodah Hashem for each and every one of us till Mashiach comes, which is the Avodah of the Yeshuascha Kivisi Hashem. That's what we're going to talk about. Those three words, the Yeshuascha Kivisi Hashem. Now, everybody here knows that Chazal tell us, the Gemara and Shabbos and Daflam and Alf, Chazal tell us that at the end of a person's life, there are questions that were asked at the end of life when we faced the one who created us. And one of the questions that were asked is Tzipisa liYeshua. Tzipisa liYeshua. Did you long for salvation? Tzipisa liYeshua. One of the Kadmonim, the Smak, it's very well known, the Shitas HaSmak, he says a fascinating thing. The Smak counts Tzipia liYeshua, longing for salvation, the Yeshuasa Kivisi Hashem. The Smak counts that as a mitzvah sasei midereisa, as a positive commandment from the Torah, the mitzvah of tzipia liYeshua, being mitzapa liYeshua. And the Smak himself asks, heichan ksiv mitzvah zu? Where does it say such a thing? From the story of Yaakov Avinu and liYeshuasa kivisa Hashem, we don't find a mitzvah in that story. So where do we find a mitzvah of the Yeshuascha Kivisi Hashem? So I'm sure that many of you know. His answer is as follows. I didn't photostat a few, but I want to read the words of what the Smak said. Shekishem sheyesh lonu lahamin shehutzionu mimitzrayim. The same way that a Jew has to believe, anoich Hashem lekech shetzeisich mitzrayim. The same way that a Jew has to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Which is, you know, is the makor of the mitzvah of emuna. So the Smak says the same way that Hashem, the person has to believe that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. This is what Hashem is saying. The same way that I want you to believe that I exist. Aleph, Beis. That I took you out of Mitzrayim, meaning that I care about you, I love you, I'm a shgiach. Your lives mean something to me. Geshem shani reitze shetaminu bi shani haitzeisi eschem, kach ani reitze shetaminu bi shani Hashem Elokeicha. The same way that I want you to believe that I exist and that I cared about you and I took you out of Mitzrayim because I love you, so too, so too, I want you to believe that after I've taken you out, I haven't let go of you. I'm never, ever going to let go of a Jew since the time that I took you out. And because I'm never going to let go of you, I'm never going to let go of you, I'm going to take you eventually to the ultimate Yeshua. I'm going to be Mekabetz Nidchei Yisrael, and there will be a Yeshua for Am Yisrael, Bechlal, and obviously it means for each individual, Bifrat, for each one of us individually. V'chein Yeshienu Berachemov Shenes. Hein Ge'alti Yeschem Achris Kereshis. Hashem began something many years ago. He began something when he took us out of Mitzrayim. And Hashem Mizbarach is telling us, I began something, and I'm going to finish it. I began, and I'm going to finish, like Rabbi Nachman said, such a lashon. I began, and I'm going to finish. I began, I took you out. Why did I take you out? Because you're mine, and because I love you, and I'm involved in your life. And that involvement means that I'm not going to let you go at some point along the way. I'm holding on to you. I'm going to see this through to the end. So the Smak is telling us that the mitzvah of Emunah, Anoich Hashem Lekech, the mitzvah of Emunah b'Hashem, doesn't only mean to believe that Hashem exists, but it means to believe in Hashgacha Pratis. It means that Hashgacha did not end when we left Mitzrayim. It did not end at the end of Tanakh someplace, or at the end of the Gemara somewhere. It didn't end. But rather, that Hashgacha and that Ahava that Hashem Shbaruch revealed to us by Yitzias Mitzrayim continues on and on and on until the Yeshua. Until the Yeshua. And therefore, when you and I, each one of us at his time, reaches that place of 120, and we come to the next world, and we're asked the question of Tzipisa Yeshua, or Yom Mitzap Yeshua. So, especially if you went to YU, you're going to ask, what's the makar of that, right? What's the makar? In other words, I need to have a photostat with a makar. There needs to be some proof. What's the proof that there is such a? What do you mean? Why are you asking me Tzipisa Yeshua? Where does it say that I have to be Mitzap Yeshua? Who told me that I have to be Mitzap Yeshua? I believe in God. Where does it say that I have to be Mitzap Yeshua? Not just for Am Yisrael, but for me. Where does it say such a thing? So the Smak is telling us. It says, Anoich Hashem Lekech, Hashem Say Sichem Meretz Yisrael. Hein Galti Eschem Achiz Kereishis. Anoich Hashem Lekech. Now we need to understand, and that's what I want to learn with you a little bit today, on Asar B'Tavis. Because that's when Asar B'Tavis is when things began to take a turn in a different direction. It was really the beginning of the Helam and the Hester. I'm going to explain later on when I talk to the Chevra an hour from now. If you look at the Maharsha and the Sugya and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Dach Laman Aleph, the Pashas is that the Shechina HaKadosh left Yerushalayim. The Shechina HaKadosh left Yerushalayim by Asar B'Tavis. And that's why when the Shechina said, I'm leaving, that's why there was able to be that when it was no longer that Matzav of Yerushalayim Harim Sovrilav Hashem Sovrila Amai. So then all the Rotschim, all the Sonim were able to come, the murderers, the Rishonim were able to besiege, were able to surround Yerushalayim. When there was that Silik of the Shechina, so we see that Asar B'Tavis was the beginning of that feeling that a Jew has, Shehu Einenu B'Chayim Shalayim. The beginning of that feeling that Hashem has left us, that the Shechina was Mestalekist. Because the Shechina was mistalik by Asar B'Tavis. The Shechina left Yerushalayim and went out. It says Mamtenes was waiting in the Midbar. The Shechina went out of Yerushalayim, as the Maharsha explains, went out Asar B'Tavis. So from that day of Asar B'Tavis, there is a feeling that many, many Jews have that he left, that the Shechina is not here, that I don't feel the Shechina in my life. I don't sense the presence of the Shechina. The mitzvah of Tzipisa Yeshua is our avoda to correct that, to overcome that feeling that he's not here. That's the avoda of Tzipisa Yeshua. It's very, very easy for a person to feel that Hashem Baruch is not here. It's very easy for a person to feel that way. I don't think I have to explain that. A woman was telling me last week, she's visiting here now, her parents in New York, and she says that she's, for months now, she goes with the baby, with the stroller, with Agala, she's walking in Yerushalayim, and she's afraid everywhere she walks. And it's not just in Yerushalayim. So in the place where the Baruch Hu himself said, Eini Hashem Elokecha, but Hashem Yisbarach's eyes are every moment upon this place, there's a feeling that chalila, chalila, that ki'ilu, that Hashem Baruch is not there, that Hashem Baruch is not watching, that Hashem Baruch is not taking care of us. Jews feel vulnerable, they feel frightened, they're afraid. There was once a Rosha by the name of Bilam. And Bilam never said that he didn't believe in God. And Bilam never said that he didn't believe in the Yeshua. But what Bilam said was, Erenu, what does it say? Erenu v'loyata. There will be a Yeshua. V'loy ata. But not now. Erenu v'loy ata means that Yeshua, Geula, Hashem is Baruch's attachment to you, Erenu, there is such an inyan like that. But it's minutak michaye hamaaseh. It's not part of your life. It's not something which is tangible. It's not something which is real. Erenu, philosophically, theologically, there is such an inyan as a Kadosh Baruch Hu and a Jew, maybe backed by Mitzrayim, maybe backed by the Baal Shem Tov, there was such an inyan, maybe by Big Tzaddikim they have such an inyan, but not with you. And not with the Jewish people now in the world. When a person looks around, so Chalila, he could come to that same conclusion that Bilam came to, which is Erenu, there is a Borei Olam. There is a Metzias HaBorei. But V'loy Ata, but if you're looking for him right now in your life, if you're looking for that love, for that involvement, for that hashgacha, for that concern, if you're looking for that right now in your life, it's V'loy Ata. It's not going to be, you're not going to find it now in your life. The Baruch Shalom has a different way of saying this. The Baruch Shalom says, we're going to say it in the laning by Mincha, Ki Kroiva Yeshuasi Lovai. Ki Kroiva Yeshuasi Lovai. The Medrash and Shmais Rabbah says the following. Bilam says, Erenu V'loy Ata. There is such a thing as God. And there is such a thing as Ashgacha Pratis. And there is such a thing as a Yeshua. But it's not now. The Baruch Shalom says, Kroiva Yeshuasi Lovai. Kroiva Yeshuasi. The opposite of Bilam. Bilam says, Erenu V'loy Ata. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki Kroiva Yeshuasi Lovai. So the Medrash says, Heyudoimim La'avichem. The Baruch Shalom says to us, "Hey, Yudoimim La'avi, I want you to be like your father, like Yaakov Avinu. Hey, Yudoimim La'avichem, Sha'amar liYeshuascha kivisi Hashem. I want you to be like your father. I don't want you to be like Bilam. Bilam lived with belief, but the belief was in a mahalach of Erenu Vilayata. I don't like that. I want you to be Jews like Yaakov Avinu." Because Yaakov Avinu says, "Liyeshuascha kivisi Hashem, tzapei liYeshua shehi kroiva." I want you to wait and to expect salvation, shehi kroiva. Now, Chevra, the question is, what is the meaning of kroiva? In Lashon HaKodesh, karev means what? Close. It means near. So it's a little bit hard to understand, because if we're talking about time, for thousands of years, Jews have said, Ki kroiva Yeshuasi Lovai. There were Jews that were standing in the Warsaw Ghetto, in the Ghetto of Lodz. There were Jews that were standing in Auschwitz, and they said the words, Ki kroiva Yeshuasi Lovai. Every Torah that we're learning together from the Eish Kodesh is filled with that amuna of Ki kroiva Yeshuasi Lovai. So if we learn the simple pshat, that the simple pshat, which is, of course, we also are mechazik ourselves to believe in, if we just remain fixated on the simple pshat, that kroiva is a date. So when we say, ki kroiva Yeshua silova, means, well, if the Yeshua hasn't come today, for sure it'll be here tomorrow. Now, many, many Jews are brokenhearted, like Jews who were in Warsaw and in Auschwitz, because if you interpret kroiva as a time, as a day, and your entire tzipia liYeshua means that Mashiach is coming tomorrow, or like the Lubavitch Rebbe used to scream all the time, we want Mashiach now, and it means now, this moment, this date. So then if a person goes to sleep that night and Mashiach didn't come, or if a person goes to sleep that night and his own Yeshua didn't come, whatever it is, in Parnasa, with children, whatever it is, if his own Yeshua didn't come, so then the disappointment is unbearable. The achzava is unbearable. And many, many people walk away from the Baruch Shalom because they say, listen, it's enough already. My whole life I'm saying, ki kroiva Yeshua silovai. Kroiva. What's his kroiva? What does it mean? How near? It's close. So then you ask some rabbi, and the rabbi will tell you, you know, because ki elav shana b'necha ki emesmal, because by Hashem's Baruch, one day is a thousand years is one day. So by Hashem's Baruch, one day can be 1,000 years, so whatever. So what am I in this business for? So when the Baruch Shalom says to you, Shavah Feil Hintog, it means, what? 1,000 years from now? So, So obviously, in Pnimius, we have to understand that Kroiva Yeshua Silovo, even though we machazik ourselves and we know every minute, it should be Achishana every second. But in Pnimius, Kroiva is not talking about a ta'arich, a date, in Pnimius. It's not talking about on a specific day. It doesn't mean that today. We daven, we hope that it will be today. Bechlal or befrat, that it will be today. But the emes is, ki kroiva Yeshua silavai is a way of living, it's a way of thinking. That chilek that the Medrash makes between the way that Bilam lives and the way that Yaakov Avinu lives. Bilam is a way of Eren of Layata. He does not live in Sipis of Yeshua. He does not live in Yeshua Sakivisi Hashem. He lives in a way that the Baruch Shalom's presence in his life is something which is Eren of Layata. A life of detachment and separation. A life of coldness and a life of distance. Because the truth is, the deeper meaning of the Yeshua Kivisi Hashem is something that I spoke about to the Chevra on Chanukah, not to this Chevra, but I spoke to one of the on Chanukah, we learned the Torah from Rav Kook, on the meaning of Aliyas Adaris. Not Yeridus Adaris. Aliyas Adaris. Some of you were there. That what? It means to live with Halacha Gebeis Hillel, that which is not Poiches V'Hailach, but Moise V'Hailach. Aliyas Adaris. That means, on a very simple level, that a person who lives a life of Tzipisi Yeshua believes 100%, 1,000,000%, that every single failure in my life, every single success of my life, every single moment of my life, and the life of Am Yisrael, good and bad, is not taking us further away, Chalila, from Yeshua. It's not taking us further away. We're not getting lower and lower and further, but that every single moment of my life, including the pain, including the suffering, every single moment of my life and of Am Yisrael's life is part of that binyan of building, is part of the pituach, of the development that is leading kroiva Yeshua, that is bringing me one step closer to the Yeshua. When that Yeshua will be, Nistalkim and Ishchina. So Yaakov also didn't see the date. Yaakov didn't see the date. The date was taken away from him. He didn't see what day Mashiach was going to come. Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, the bracha that you and I make, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, means that whereas Bilam sees that the world is getting further and further and further away from the Yeshua, Eren of Layata, and that in my life, my failures and all that I'm going through are taking me further and further and further, and my life is getting further and further away from the Yeshua. Ki kroiva Yeshua si lovai, si pisi Yeshua li Yeshua si kivisi Hashem means that animamin b'emuna shleima, that everything that I am going through and that everything that Am Yisrael is going through, everything is bringing us closer and closer and closer. Even the dinim and the tzaros, Hashem Yirachim, whatever we're going through, everything is bringing us closer and closer and closer to the Yeshua. And now we'll be able to understand an amazing Jewish drasha from the Ramchal. Take the page that you have in front of you. Look at the page. Now, you know, we have a sefer of tefillos from the Ramchal. The Tavkuf Tesvav tefillos. We have a whole sefer of tefillos from the Ramchal. The amazing, amazing tefillos in the Ramchal, which he wrote, the amount of tefillos, the Moshe Ben Vashanan, Tavkuf Tesvav tefillos. The tikkunim, the tefillos of the Ramchal. And every single tefillah, every single tefillah in his sefer, Tavkuf Tesvav tefillos, every single, many of you know the Likutei tefillos, but you don't know, you're not familiar with the tefillos of the Ramchal. They're beautiful, beautiful tefillos. Every single tefillah of the Ramchal ends with what words? The Yeshua Sakivis Hashem. Every tefillah of the Ramchal ends with Yeshua Sakivis Hashem. So, I was wondering, what does the Ramchal mean when he says that? What does he mean when he says these? I mean, I know what the words mean. What does the Ramchal mean when he says the Yeshua? Every tefillah ends with the Yeshua Sakivis Hashem. What does that mean? What's the Ramchal talking about? The Yeshua Sakivis Hashem. So there's a drush b'inyin hakivui, not in that sefer, in the Oitzvus Ramchal. The Rav Chaim Friedlander, you know, put out all the green svarim from the Ramchal's Ksavim. So in the Oitzvus of the Ramchal, Oitzvus Ramchal over there, page Reish Mem Vav to Reish Mem Zayin. Look inside what the Ramchal says. I'm not going to explain everything. There's some inyanim here that are not for us right now, but most of it we could talk about. But look inside. We can do it very quickly. Liyishuasa kivisi. Reishis habriya betikva. What is the meaning of hope? Tikva. The Ramchal says, tikva, hope, is not something that's just a part of creation. Reishis habriya betikva. The beginning of creation. Shekol ha-tachtayinim mitzapim l'shifas al-yayinim. Ayidei tfila oshir. Because really creation itself, like the grass at the beginning of creation, like the grass that couldn't come, that was not able to come up from the, was not able to penetrate the earth until there would be an Odom HaMispalel, till there'd be a Kivui, till there'd be hope. Everything in the world is hoping. Everything in the world is Mitzapeli Yeshua. Because the Tachtonim can't exist without the Elyonim. Because there's no such thing, the Tachtonim, the lower world, has no chiyus, has no existence without the Elyonim. Reishis bar alukim. Ein reishis ela tikva. The Ramchal says, ein reishis ela tikva. The beginning of everything is hope. But we're going to see, it's not the way they say in the world, the way the Goyim say hope. There's some vague kind of a thing. The beginning is hope. Ein hat simtsim also ikim letzapa shiichnes by kav ein soiv baruch hu. Now, I'm not sure if any of you learned this svarim, but if you do learn this svarim, then you know that the whole inyan of the tzimtzim is, in other words, of what appears to be the histalkos of the Shechina, what appears, not chalil, but appears to be the ki'ilu, the Shechina is disappearing, is only what? Is only kim letzapas shiichnes by kav ein soiv baruch hu. For those who learn this svarim, you have a deeper understanding of what that means, but the whole tzimtzim was in order that the kav of Ein Sof, kav is a lashon of what? Kivui, tikva, liyishuasa kivisi Hashem. The whole tzimtzim, the whole disappearance, kivyochel, the whole difficulty that you and I have in seeing Hashem in our lives is only al menas to make room for that kav of kivui, the tzipui, is kim letzapai sheyichnes by kav ein sof baruch hu, v'ze kav loshen kivui utshuka. Therefore the kav, that ray of, that light of our ein sof baruch hu that came into the empty space, the chalal ha-panui of the tzimtzum, that kav is a loshen of kivui v'tshuka. Any emptiness that you and I feel in our lives, it's only because it's a space that's there to be filled with that kav of kivui, to ask Hashem, to long in Hashem, to believe in Hashem, to trust in Hashem, to live our lives in Krav Yeshua Silavo with Kavil Hashem, Chazak Yamashbech, with Kavil Hashem, to be Megala the Or, Ein Sof, Baruch Hu, in our lives, which in our lives we feel that there's a tzimtzum. We feel that the Shechina is not surrounding us, is not filling our lives. The Kav is that Kivui and that Sipui, that to be able to sense, to be aware that every single thing is Hashem is Baruch. Leis also pol nimine. Bo'u re'eh. The Ramchal says, come and see. We're not going to have time to learn the whole Ramchal. Bo'u re'eh. Kol ha'briyas nivru b'loi shleimus. Everything that exists, everything was created b'loi shleimus. Everything was created in a way where it's not perfected. It's missing. It's lacking. Shnamar, asher bar l'kim la'asayis. Meaning, she'yeh also achakach Hashem's world created everything imperfect, in a state of tzimtzum, in order that there be a kivui, in order that there be a tefillah, a shir, a kivui, a longing, a liyishuas kivisi Hashem, to draw in to one's life that kav of Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu to fill one's life, because I can't on my own. I can't.
Aber maßem Teufel mit Tfila Bashir, Hashchina Yotza mit Tchila Bilti Mushlemes. The Shechina appeared in the world in a state which is Bilti Mushlemes, which is not perfect. Vizeb Reishis Bar Elokim. Elokim Daika. Elokim means what? Elokim is Din. Elokim means Simtsum. Elokim means in a way that, in a way, which is with Simtsum, with Dinim, with concealment, with Hestapanim. Reishis Chochma Yus Hashem. Reishis Chochma Yus Hashem. Ein Yerelim Neimisha Tzarech Loi. Mishenet Tzarech Lachem, Ene Yorim Yemenu. Reishis Chochma Samatzil Baruch Hu Lassus Ayira, Shua Tikvil El Yoinim. Zahashem Hu Elokim Mamish. Kea Kol Echad. Achshe Rotsa Lohetzi Tchil Elokim. I'm not going to go into the whole thing. Rotsa Lohetzi Tchil Elokim. Elokim which is Tzimtzum, which is Din. In order that there be a Kivui and a Tzipui, to be Megala, or Ein Sof Baruch Hu, which is Hashem Hu Elokim, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei. And therefore, as I said a minute ago, Hadishoyim Omdu Al Pesach HaKarka, the grass was waiting by the opening of the earth. V'lo Yotzu Ad Shehispala Leim Odom Arishin. But the grass was not able to come out until there was Kivui, until there was Li Yishuos HaKivisi Hashem. Halavonim HaKabalas Man Hashemesh. Everything that exists, Chazal HaValoshin, HaKol B'Kivui, everything that exists is tikva. Everything begins with hope. Emes meres titzma for setting mishmaim nishkav. Sha shefa nishkav milamala umamtin le tikva. There's shefa that's waiting. All the shefa is there. Umamtin le tikva. But it's waiting for us to have that hope. When you look in the Ishbet Zesvar, especially in the Svar of the Radzina of Abgesh and Hanach, the whole world is, you see that everything in the world is, every piece in the Izbits and the Radzin is about how there's a tzipui and a kivui in the table, in the chairs, and the trees. The whole world is mamish. Like when it's the winter and it comes close to Tu B'Shvat and the trees are stuck under the ground and they're crying out to Hashem. So when the Izbits is from, the whole world is crying out to Hashem that the tree wants to be able to break through the surface of the earth, which is covered with ice and snow, and the tree is chalishing to be able to break through to bring forth the fruit. Hakol b'kivui, everything's b'kivui. Umamtin l'tikva shetitzmach milamata min haaretz. Tikvas emes shu abitochen shel emes sheboitchem b'hashgacha. So it comes out like this: the beginning of Asar b'teves was that feeling that the Shechina has disappeared from our lives. She left Yerushalayim, and now Yerushalayim is b'matzor u'v'matzok. Yerushalayim is besieged by goyim. And we're surrounded. It's no longer a feeling of Yushalayim Harim Sovelav Hashem Sovel Amoy. It's that feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mashgiach. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Erenu V'lo Atah. That Hashem is far away from us. And when you feel that He's so far, then you stop hoping. You stop longing. You feel that your life is getting further and further away. You feel that the Jewish people are getting further and further away. You feel that the world is getting further and further away. The tikkun of Asar B'Teves is to bring the Shekhinah back into Yushalayim. And the way to bring the Shechina back into Yerushalayim is Lishuos Hakivisi Hashem, Tzipisa LiYeshua. That what? Shua Bitochen Shel Emes Shaboitchem Bashgocha. V'chol Shai B'Chanish B'Shtai L'Shem B'Chanish Shel Sheker. Anything else that we depend upon, any other words, any other kav. What is a kav? The Rebbe Michal explains. A kav means when I make a line. A line. Where does my money come from? So I think it comes from my boss. Of course, I have to make a shtalus. But I think that the money comes from the boss, and I make my kav. My kav goes to the boss, so therefore I'm kerei mishtachvit to the boss, because that's my kav. Lishwasa kivisa Hashem means the belief that there's only one kav. And that kav is the kav that connects me to the Bari Olam. That's the only kav. Tikva is a lashon of kav. Lishwasa kivisa Hashem. Ubitochen b'Hashem, ubitochen emes. Shnemar v'yadatik yani Hashem asher lo yevoishu kovai. I am Hashem. I took you out of Mitzrayim. I haven't let go of you. Lo yevoishu kovai. Only those who make a kav with me. Lahavdil, in Eretz Yisrael modern Hebrew, they use the lashon of a kav telephone. What does it mean, kav? It means to have a frequency. A kav means that there's a frequency, a kav. Ani Hashem Eshaloyevoshakovai. those who make their kav with me, those who are mitzapim liyeshua, doesn't mean for a date, it means for a tarikh, for on the calendar. It means that belief, lo ish kel v'yechazev, Hashem is not going to disappoint us. Hashem said, and He will do it. Hashem said He loves us. Hashem said He's with us. Make that kav, strengthen that kav with Hashem. V'mismameh chakelo, and even though it's taking a long time, chakelo. Chakelo means when you know that He's there, and you're waiting, and you're expecting, there's a kav. Lishuasa kivisi. V'me'enu b'olam hazeh, and you know what? You might not see what you were waiting for in this world, but you'll see it, you'll see Him, and you'll make that connection beyond this world. Tikvas aniyim toiv la'ad. Lishuasa kivisi Hashem. Look, go down to the bottom line on the page. Hamikave tomid b'simcha b'litzar. A person who's mikave is tomid b'simcha b'litzar. He lives a life of simcha b'litzar. You know why? Because he didn't make his kav with his boys. He didn't even make his kav with his wife and children. Because his Yeshua HaNitzchis depends on one thing, on the Bari Olam. Sure, he tries to have a relationship with his boss, he tries to have a relationship the best he can with his wife, with his children, with his parents, with his brother and sister, with every Jew, with everybody in the world. You can have the best kav, but the kav of Yeshua'scha is only Yeshua'scha kivisi as Hashem. Therefore, I'm a kav etom, you have people that depend, my wife is going to bring me simcha to my life. And when it turns out that the wife is not exactly what you were hoping for, so then it turns out when she's not what you were hoping for, so then your whole world falls to pieces. It's not the wife that I wanted. I really wanted the other girl in high school, but she married the other guy in Camp Ask, you understand? Not me. So I got stuck with this wife. So now my whole life is, instead of lo ish kel v'chazev, achzava. Everything is a disappointment. My whole life is a disappointment. Because kivisi lo. My whole kivui, my whole sipui li Yeshua was her. It's lo halach, you know? It didn't go. So now, boom. Everything is a disappointment. Achzava. My whole life is a disappointment. Even when it comes to Avodas Hashem. Kivisi, I thought I was going to finish Shas 6 months after I came back from Yeshiva and Etzisra. I was going to finish Shas. Bavli was 2 months, I'm talking about Yushalmi. I was going to finish the whole thing. Bavli and Yushalmi after a few months, Kivisi vitzipisi, in who? In yourself, in your learning, in your time. Your whole kivui was in yourself, your whole kivui was in something, even in yourself. And when it doesn't work out, boom, then there's nothing. Hamekave tomid b'simcha b'litzar, but a person who's mekave, kave l'Hashem, chazak v'yemes mekave l'Hashem, but a person who's mekave l'Hashem, tomid is b'simcha b'litzar. Ke mitzdar, what does it mean to mitzdar? The Ramchal says, the mitzvah is always surrounded by Rishoyim Sovi Yisalik, he's always Asar B'Tevizdik. The mitzvah is always living in the seeds of Yishalayim. I wanted to do this, I can't do this. I wanted that, this doesn't happen. It's always, I wanted to, I could have, I didn't, I should have, I would like to. But he's always surrounded by Bavlim. Bavlim, Melech Bavlim means what? Melech Bilbul. It means all the Bilbulim of this world. Because the person doesn't have that kav. Because a person who is mitzdar, he thinks everything's fafal. There's nothing to do. Nothing's going to help. Because for that person, the Shekhinah went away. For that person, he has no kav to the Shekhinah. So because of that, ain't lo trufa. Aval mekave, ain't no mitzdar. Ki u mekave tomid. Look, he says the strong words now. Even though it's taking a while, he doesn't stop hoping, he doesn't stop waiting. Nimsa tikva mechayo, so the tikva is what gives him life. The tikva is what is mechaya him. Umisha eino mekave miyad meis. You hear that? Umisha eino mekave, a person who does not have that tikva, miyad meis. He walks around till 120, but miyad meis. Because his kivui is in the wife, and the children, in his business, in his money, in his looks, in his health, in the economy, and whatever it is. That's his kivui. Misha enu makave miyad meis. V'nisha rochoik mehashem. Al she'enu makave nenesh, al she'enu makave l'ashem. O misha makave, but a person who's makave, nemar boy, Gam ki eish b'choshech Hashem or li. That's the kav. Gam ki eish b'choshech is the tzimtzum. Hashem or li is the kav of or ein soiv. Af al pi sheyesh lo mat ma'asim toivim lo yevosh. Even though he has only a few ma'asim toivim, lo yevosh. Lo yevosh. He doesn't give up hope. He's not misyayish. You know, when Yeshua came, you have to learn the whole thing in half time. But when the Meraglim came, Yeshua sent the Meraglim to Eretz Yisrael, Pinchas and Kalev, they came to Eretz Yisrael, the Rochav. So, you remember the simon that was given for the Kibush was Tikvas Chut Ashani. Tikvas Chut Ashani. It's a very deep thing. The only Nibachlav with Rochav and Yeshua ended up marrying each other. Kalev and Pinchas, what's going on over there? But to lower from the window, remember Chalon, we spoke about Hanukkah. Chalon is Nav Shenu Chiksel Hashem, Lahadig Ner Hanukkah. To lower from the Chalon, the way that we came into Eretz Yisrael, the whole Indian of Yericho, which is the Yereach, which is Levana, which is the Shuas Chivit Hashem, is Tikvas Chut Hashani, a scarlet red rope. Tikvas Chut Hashani. And the Sfarim talk a lot about this, Tikvas Chut Hashani, what that means. The whole Indian Eretz Yisrael, Chazal already pointed out that, you know, in the first bracha by Birchas HaMazon, by benching, which is another 10 minutes, okay? I don't know what this month.
10 hours. Is
10 hours. Okay. We'll stop to eat, though, no? We'll stop to eat. The first bracha of benching is Loshen Nista. Who knows the Lechem Mechol Basar? Kilo Olam Chazdoi. Not Atta Noisen, not Kilo Olam Chazdacha. It's Nista. It's with the feeling of Hashem being far away. But the second bracha of benching is what? Is Loshen Noichach. Noi de Lecha Hashem Lekena. Al Shein Chalta. The whole nusach of the second bracha is a loshen noichach. I'm talking to Hashem. And Chazal already said the difference is that the first bracha, Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin when the man came down. That's in Chutz Laretz. So Chutz Laretz is always that feeling, even by Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever that means. Who knows in lechem l'chol basar? It's a feeling of who? A little bit of erenu v'lo'ata. A little bit. Of who, that he's far away. It's a little bit of a feeling like, I don't know, I'm not sure, it's hard for me. That's chutzlaretz. Who nois lechem l'chol basar? Kilo olam chazda. But noid lecha, of course, Yeshua was mesaken by the kibush. Yeshua was mesaken noid lecha. That means that the broch of noid lecha is already a broch of tikvas chut hashani. The second broch of benching is an etzesel dike broch. There already it's a lotion of Noichach, of Kav, of Lishwasa Kivisi. Because Kivisi means living every single second of your life with that feeling of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit. Shivisi is Kivisi, it's the same thing. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit. What's the Sarbat Avis? Chazal say, it's brought down in Rashi, Chazal say in Chumash, Lenivna Satsur, Elamichurbona Shiushalayim. Lenivna Satsur, that the only way that Tzur, the capital of Tumah, the only way that Tzur can be built is Chalila from the Churban of Yerushalayim. If Rome is built, Yerushalayim is destroyed. If Yerushalayim is built, then Rome is destroyed. Le'nivnasa Tzur, Elamichurbonish Yerushalayim. Tzur is a way of life. What does Tzur mean? Tzur means Tzoris Ha'ayin. It's what Rebbe and Reb Motta were talking about before. When you don't look at a Jew the right way, you look at him with tzaras ayin, you look at him chalila without kafschus, you look at a Kadosh Baruch Hu with tzaras ayin, you look at your wife with tzaras ayin, you look at your own life with tzaras ayin. What does it mean tzaras ayin? Yerushalayim was besieged on a Sarbat Eves. That means that as it says in the Lashon of the Pasuk, bitzar umatzo, that we were put into a very small, tight place, small place. A big Jew is called Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim means that I have a kav that goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I live in that way of Tzipisi Li Yeshua. That means everything is possible. That means That means that I look at a Jew, and even though this Jew looks to me in front of my eyes, when I see him with a human, with human eyes, regular eyes, he looks to me like what? He looks to me like he's no good, he's no good, he's no good. That's a way of seeing that's called Tzur, Tzarus Ayin. That's the Churban of Yerushalayim. But when Yerushalayim is built, that means that when Yerushalayim is not besieged, is not small, is not contained, when Yerushalayim is built, when Yerushalayim is in a state of what? Tikva Zchut Hashani, Lishuos HaKivis Hashem, every single second is Kavil Hashem. Then a person is Kavil Hashem. When he looks at that Jew, he looks at that Jew in a way of Kikrova Yeshuasi Lovai. I see him in a way that's close to the Yeshua. I see him through the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Yerushalayim, where this person has so much good in him. There's so much good in him. If I don't understand the good, I need to try to understand the good in him. I need to look at him in a different way, to look at him with the eyes of Yerushalayim, to look at him in a way of mitzapi Yeshua. When I look at my child, I have to look at my child in a way of tzipis Yeshua, that I believe that my child is good. I believe that my child can be better. If I look at it in the way of tzur, tzarus, tzar, Yerushalayim, tzar, matzok means when I look at my child in a way that it's tzar, small, tiny. What I mean, it means he's screaming, he's crying, he's yelling, is a shlachta. He failed his test, he's chutzpedik, he's shlacht, he's no good. That's tzur. That's tzar. That's churban of Yerushalayim. That's silik hashchina. But when I look at my child with the eyes of Yerushalayim, that's eretz chen the Torah v'rochav. That's rochav. That's rochav. That's rochav in Yeshua. That's the kibush of Eretz Yisrael. That's noichach pnei Hashem. That's already in a broad and expansive way. I look at my child and I see in him way beyond the wall of Yerushalayim, the siege of the of Melech Bavel, of Nebuchadnezzar, of Bilbul. I see my child as something that he could be, much, much bigger of what he can be, of what he could be. I want to end, I want to tell you a story that I think you all know. But you know, when it comes to Maisim, the more you repeat it, the better it is, the story. But I want to tell you this story. The Chayzim Lublin Schusi Yelainu, he had a son who was a big tzaddik. Not everybody knows about so much about it. He was a very mysterious person. Sefkosov, he died a very short time after the Chayzim. Rabbi Yosela Tashina, he died a very, very short time after, I think maybe, not even a year. After the Chayzim died, the son was Nifta. Rabbi Yosela. The tzaddikim helped very, very much from this Rabbi Yosela. The story doesn't sound familiar to you yet. In 2 minutes, then you're all going to nod your head that you know the story. Because why? Because Shlomo Kabbalah didn't tell the beginning of the story. So you only know the end of the story. But the beginning of the story is this. When the Chayza was Nifter, when the Chayza died, Rabbi Yosela felt that, Zo, he felt that the lights of Mamish went out. He went through a time, they wanted him to be Rabbi, he couldn't. And Bechlal, the Chassidim, after the Chayza was Nifter, the Chayza, his eyes were the eyes of Yerushalayim, you know. There was no Matzor or Matzok. The Chayza, everything. They say that by the Chayza, they didn't daven so strong for Mashiach, by the Chayza and the Chassidim of the Chayza, because they felt they were ready by Mashiach. That's what they say. It was hard to daven. How could it get better than this? When he died, everybody felt Mamish Sibroch. So his son was leaving Lublin. He didn't want to stay in Lublin anymore. Yet Rabbi Yosela, and he was leaving Lublin. And they were very, very poor. And he took some things from the house of his father. He took some things that he didn't know. He wanted to hold on to them. He had the things from his father. And if he had to, he would maybe make some money. If he needed to, he would have to sell some of these things. Skipping some time, he felt, got things in his life, got mamish very, very bad. And he stayed someplace for a while in an inn. And he was there, and the Balabas let him stay there. And at the end, the Balabas said to Rabbi Yosela, no, tzaddik or no tzaddik, you had to pay. So Rabbi Yosela didn't have a pruta, you know, he didn't have any money. But Rabbi Yosela had a big, and he said, I have in this big, have you heard of my father? He said, who's your father? He said, my father, they called him the Chayzim Lublin. So the man said, oh, what? Your father's a Chayzim, I'm sorry, I didn't, you know, whatever. So yeah, of course I heard of your father. So he said, I have some things over here for my father. So you could take what you want, one thing you could take for payment. So you know what he took? Now you already know the story? He took a clock. It was a clock. He took a clock. It was the nicest thing in the bag. Can you imagine? He didn't have any silver or anything. The nicest thing in the bag was a clock. So this yid took the clock. And he accepted that as payment for this day, for Rabbi Yosel's day. Many, 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 many years passed. Rabbi Yosel already died a long time ago. Many years passed. And the big, big tzaddik was going through that area. The Saba Kaddish from Radishitz, Rabbi Yisachar Ber Radishitz, was going through there. And he came with the whole entourage of Chassidim. This Balabas already, this manager of the hotel, whatever he is already an old man. And the Rabbi Yisachar Ber Radishitz is coming, and the guy is very happy, has such a chashuv guest, and he gives him a beautiful room. But I'm sure you already know this story. So the Balabas gave the room, the best room upstairs, and the Balabas was downstairs. And the Chassidim went to sleep in other rooms. And the Rebbe, the whole night, the Rebbe, first in the beginning of the night, he was walking around. And the Balabas heard the click, boom, boom. He couldn't fall asleep. And then, as it gets closer to midnight, he hears upstairs, not walking, mamish pounding and dancing and jumping around. The Rebbe, Reb Sacher Ber Radishitz, is jumping all over the place. Okay, the Balabas is going out of his kelim. He wanted to get some sleep. He doesn't know what's going on with his tzaddik. But he didn't say anything. In the morning, after davening, so the Balabas asked Reb Sacher Ber, he says, can you mind me asking, like, what was the big simcha you had going on over there? You understand, they didn't have any Super Bowl upstairs. There's no television. So what's the stomping around? What's the jumping upstairs? So Reb Sacher Ber says to him like this, tell me something. Did you ever have a big tzaddik that came over here? Did you have a tzaddik that stayed here? So he said, tzaddik? He said, yeah. I don't know, 40 years ago, whatever it was, there was a tzaddik that stayed here, Reb Yosel. Reb Yosel the Chayzer is Reb Yosel. Yeah, Reb Yosel the Chayzer is Reb Yosel. And he said, tell me the truth. He left you something? So the man said, he did leave me something. And Pesach Ebe says, he left you the clock upstairs. He said, that's the clock that he left. Yes, that's the clock. That's the Chayzer's clock. So Pesach Ebe said, let me tell you something. Every clock in the world, every clock that exists in the world, brings sadness to a person. Tick, tock, tick, tock. And with every single sound, it makes you sadder and sadder. Because you feel that you're further and further away from being a child, from happiness. Every single clock in the world, tick-tock, tick-tock. It makes people sad. There's the only clock in the world. When I was listening to it, I heard that every single tick-tock is bringing us closer and closer to Hashem, is bringing us closer to the Yeshua, is bringing us closer to the end, is bringing us closer, is telling how much time, there's only a little bit of time, only a little bit of time left. Every single clock in the world is sad. This is the clock of Simcha, of what? It's the clock that the Ramchal is talking about, of a Makaveh, Tambid b'simcha. It's the clock. You see, everybody has two possible clocks. The clock of Yayush says, it's fafam. That whatever I had, it used to be good. I could have, I should have, I didn't, whatever. It's always that time that passed. The clock of the Chayzim Lublin was a clock that was talking about what I can do. And it's always a clock. It was a clock that was always saying that it was always its tick tock was coordinated with Hashem Yisbarach, with that clock in Shemayim. It was a clock that was tied up to Hashem. Lishos Kivisi Hashem. That was the clock of the Chayzim Lublin, and the simcha that it brought is the bitachon that a Jew has, knowing that every single second of his life is not taking him further away from the Yeshua. Ki kroiva Yeshua Slava. Every second of his life is bringing him closer and closer and closer to the Yeshua Nitzchus. Our job is to try to connect ourselves to that clock of the Chayzer, Besumera, Ba'asei Toiv, to jump in and to do whatever we can as Jews who are Mitzapim and who are Mekavim, that we should be Zeichem et Hashem, we should be Zeichem, like, that Asar B'Tevis is a big day of davening, like Chsam Soif, it's a din, it's a big day, it's a big, big day to daven for Yeshua. The Yeshua doesn't only mean when it will happen. It should be tomorrow. It should be today. The Yeshua, I should daven that in my life, I should feel every second of my life. Ki kroiva li Yeshuasi lava. Hashem Zbach, help me get out of the siege of Yerushalayim. I don't want to be in Sur. I want to be in Yerushalayim. I don't want to be Tzaras Ayin. I don't want to be, that's Churban. I want to be in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is what? Harim Soviv La, Vahashem Soviv La Amai. Prozo is Teish of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is to be able to see things in a big way. That's what it means. Like you have in Yerushalayim a place called Harat Sofim, right? Sofim means to be Tzipis of the Yeshua, means to see things in a big way, not in a little way. Asar B'Tavis, the Indian of the Matzah and the Matzah, the siege of Yerushalayim is small. Erenu V'Le'ata. Yerushalayim is big. Yerushalayim is everything. It's everything. It's Ein Sof Baruch Hu Mamish. That's Yerushalayim. Hashem Baruch should help us to make our kav to that place of Yeshuas Kibis Hashem. And we should be Zeichem Mitzvah Hashem for the time of Ki Ayin V'Ayin Yiru B'Shuv Hashem Tzion. With the Gloshem V'Amitis Amen V'Amen. Amen.
במצב כזה רק לישועות ובסוף יצא שדון בן חושים יצא ממנו יותר ילדים מכל שאר השבועות.
לא מה שרואים עכשיו צור סי, זה מה שבסוף
נזכר לראות את זה במהירה.